The problem with lazy children.
Are children spending too much time in front of TV screens and not enough in the fresh air? There's a serious debate going on about whether children should be more active.
In the past, children regularly played outside. They'd climb trees, pick berries, build forts, catch fish, and have a great time discovering things. But these days, outdoor play is extremely rare. A report by the National Trust shows that the number of children regularly playing in wild places in the UK has fallen from half to fewer than 1 in 10.
But that's not all. In the US, in just 6 years, 1997 to 2003, children with outdoor hobbies fell by 50%. 11 to 15-year-olds in Britain now spend half their waking day in front of a screen. Andy Simpson, the chairman of the Wild Network, said, "The tragic truth is that kids have lost touch with nature and the outdoors in just one generation." Another study by the RSPB has found that only 1 in 5 children aged 8 to 12 had a connection with nature.
This, in turn, is leading to a number of problems. There's been a rise in obesity and asthma among children, and a decline in cardiorespiratory fitness. There's also a link between indoor life and an increase in ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Research at the University of Illinois found that playing among trees and grass is associated with a reduction in ADHD, while playing indoors or on tarmac appears to increase it.
Several organisations are trying to improve the situation. The Wild Network campaign is trying to get children to swap 30 minutes of watching television or playing computer games for outdoor activities. They argue that by doing this, they'll increase their levels of fitness and alertness and improve their well-being.
Many parents are concerned too. Married couple Tim and Kerry Meek banned their daughters from watching TV for a year, according to a report in the Daily Mail. Instead, they set them 100 outdoor challenges to complete. Some of these included camping in a forest, canoeing down a river, and cooking in the wild.
A walk in the woods, anyone?